In one way, I suppose it's just coincidence that we have this theme of shepherd in the gospel and in the first reading. I think the notion, I'm going to work on Hebrews again and conclude it because we have these last verses of chapter 13, and that's the end of the letter to the Hebrews. The end of reading it. It's not the end of it, but it's the end of reading it here. I think the image of shepherd is meant to invoke for us the sense of being looked after. We're not alone. We're not alone. Jesus Christ, the eternal living Son of God, is with us. He cares for us. He looks after us. We're not alone. And this is something that he wants to teach us more and more. Because, unfortunately, in the world in which we live, we don't always get that sense of being cared for in the family. Everybody's busy running around, you see. And so we grow up with this sense of, kind of, I'm all alone, you know. I got to figure all this out myself. I got to solve it all myself. And that gives rise to a lot of uneasiness, And so this notion, you see, that we're being cared for. Jesus knows right where we are. He knows exactly what's going on. And he cares about us. And the Father looks after us. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us, moves in us, and wants to teach us so much. So we're not alone. That's very important as we see darkness in so many ways closing in on our civilization and could be very frightened by it. Now we have these words of our Lord that he's coming to take care of that. And he's going to take care of us. Whether we live or die, he's going to take care of us. And that's important, I think. In this concluding section of the letter to the Hebrews, first, through Jesus, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. That's a beautiful phrase, a sacrifice of praise. It comes from the Old Testament, where the phrase is usually, see, it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving, acknowledgement. It's a very specific kind of thing. Huh? The word is yada, and we get toda from that. Toda means thanksgiving. If I'm over there in modern Hebrew, I say, Toda Rabba, thank you very much for something, you see. So, the sacrifice, Zebach, Toda, you see, is this offering up to God out loud, acknowledging to the whole world what he has done for us. You see, it's a public thing. It's I love you, Lord. I acknowledge you. That's what the Eucharist is. It's this acknowledgement. Because Jesus, in his humanity, right now, leads all of heaven in a sacrifice of praise. He's the cantor. And he leads all of heaven in his humanity. And they worship him, even as he leads us to the Father. That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus cares for us. Jesus cares for the whole world. He wants you to know. Then he goes on to the other aspect of that. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind as well. You know, share what you have. Do good. Take care of the brethren. Care about them. Obey your leaders and defer to them. Because if you don't, you see, then it's of no advantage to you. Because it's having leaders and submitting to them that allows God to guide us by a very special providence. whether it be the bishop, the pope, whatever you see, allows us to be guided by a very special providence. And then, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, this alludes to Jeremiah, of course, but also to a text in Zechariah. This now there is an eternal covenant established between God and the human race. It's an eternal covenant. I want to save you. I want to bring you to eternal life. And I promise it in the blood of my Son. You can refuse me, but I ask you not to. This is an eternal covenant. Huh? May He furnish you with all that is good, that you may do His will. Now, they put this in a sort of a may He, you know, sort of a subjunctive. It's okay. May He carry out in you what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ. That's the key. That's what it means to be cared for. That the Father Himself is working in us. Huh? This is the same thing as we have in Philippians, right? God is at work in you both to will and to do. So work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Not scared you're going to hell, but awed at what lies before you as a life. To be in union with God, transformed by Him, have a life that's meaningful, to be a help to the human race. Big help, little help, doesn't make any difference. The help, the power of the help, is in the love. So God carries out in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ. Isn't that good news? That's what it means to be cared for. Yield to God. As St. Bernard used to say, to consent is to be saved. Don't worry about it. Just agree with God. And you'll be okay. Yield to that movement of the Holy Spirit in you. It's moving toward forgiveness, toward praise. You see? And that's why today, the theme of the Mass in honor of Mary that I'm saying is Mary, cause of our joy. Cause of our joy. Because she gave birth to the Savior of the world. The great shepherd of the sheep, through whom God Himself is at work in us.